The article in question is part of their 50 States project, in which they aim to cover 10 to 12 bands from every single state in the union. Music journalist Wyndham Wyeth covered the Arkansas bands. He's currently in Little Rock, and he's a 2010 graduate of the University of Arkansas Journalism Department. He also had an internship at Pace Magazine last year, and he currently writes as a freelancer for them.
And I had been kind of putting together, when I saw that they had been doing this, I had kind of put together a running list of my own, and I had planned to pitch it to Pace once I sort of got it all finalized, and then they started taking reader submissions, or reader suggestions, rather, and but I went ahead, so when they did that, I sent in my suggestions, and then I emailed the editor, Josh Jackson, and, you know, said, you know, hey, if you need somebody to write some blurbs for this, I'd love to help out since I'm here, and I am familiar with a lot of the bands that I'm sure will end up making the list, and so he just asked me if I would curate it for him. And he forwarded me all the reader suggestions, and I just kind of went from there.
And what were the challenges of coming up with a list?
You know, Arkansas is kind of, you know, gets a bad rap sometimes, I feel like, or people just have all these misconceptions about it, or just, you know, are just ignorant of what all the great things we have in Arkansas. And so being an Arkansas native, I really wanted to, you know, represent us well and showcase all these great bands that we have to offer. So, like I said, I wanted to include the reader submissions, and then I had some ideas of my own, but I also really wanted to try and capture as many genres as I could. You know, there's the Holy Shakes, which is has a kind of a punk feel, is on there. I have Messy Sparkles on there, who's, you know, got a very indie electronica feel. So it's not all like, you know, like the country or folk stuff that that somebody that's not as familiar with Arkansas might automatically expect.
Four Northwest Arkansas bands made the list. That would be Damn Arkansan, Messy Sparkles, Pagans, and Teenagers. Fayetteville-based Messy Sparkles is actually the one-man band of J.D. Paul, which Wyeth describes in the article as hipster electro-pop.
I was really happy to be on the list. Surprised, yes. I haven't heard of a lot of those bands, actually. Like, a lot of the Little Rock bands, I've never gotten a chance to listen to them. As far as other bands, I mean, like, Fayetteville's got a ton of really rad bands, like, especially for how small of a town Fayetteville is. Like, it seems we have a band in, like, every genre. We might not have, like, a lot of bands in any one genre, but it seems like every single band is doing something different.
Travis Keemer and Robbie Huckabee, another Fayetteville-based band, were also surprised to make the list. Now, Wyeth says of the band, it's a little difficult to classify teenagers, but whatever they're doing it well.
I found out through a text message. I woke up, I was just waking up, and I was still trying to get oriented, and I saw it, and I was like, whoa, this can't be real. Like, Pace Magazine, because it's a pretty legitimate magazine. It's awesome.
Yeah, there were a couple of our friends that we think highly of. There's just a lot of bands, even just in Northwest Arkansas. Like, the music scene here overall of Arkansas, Phil, is super strong.
And there are a lot of bands that I hadn't heard of. And so I'm sure that was how it was all around, you know, bands people were surprised to see. I know they were because the comments on that blog were pretty hateful.
The third and final Fayetteville band to make an appearance is Damn Arkansan. And Wyeth says the music of alt-country heroes like Dawes and early Wilco flows through the veins of Damn Arkansan, along with a little bit of Ben Queller's pop sensibility. The result is a breed of music that bridges the gap between Americana and indie rock. Band members Will Eubanks and Drew Walls said that they were excited to be on the list, especially because they felt that Arkansas bands didn't make the national spotlight all too often.
Other than getting shows and furthering, like, our own agenda, I think, it sort of brings awareness to you that, like, oh, man, there's a lot more bands we could tour with, and, like, we could merge crowds and get more fans and whatnot. But also just sort of, it was an honor being in there, especially just, you know, having really no knowledge of that going on and then to be thrown into it.
The coolest thing about the whole thing was just, like, actually, because I always feel like as an Arkansan, like, we're never in the national spotlight unless it's for some, like, Bobby Petrino scandal or whatever. And so it was really nice to actually have some sort of national magazine, even though it was part of like a 50 states thing, do yeah, a piece you go anywhere. On Arkansas music.
You go know? Anywhere, and you're like, people are like, where are you from? You're like, oh, I'm from Arkansas. They're like, where? And you're like, Arkansas? Okay, I got you. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well,
oh, know, where the hillbillies
how's your married
live?
Life going with your cousin? You know, so I think Wyndham really hit it in the article, man, hitting that head on of, you know, Arkansas gets a bad rap and stuff. But a lot of, you know, my friends and people that you meet, if they can visit the area, they're like, oh, it's so chill and, you know, really laid back.
The article describes Fort Smith Pagans as exactly what a good band should be. They're loud and gritty and fun, but they don't get lazy with their production. Members Lee Henshaw and Robert Bishop discuss the lack of folk bands that made the cut.
I honestly was pretty excited that they did Arkansas. You know, I knew that they were going to do the 50 state list, but I figured, you know, Arkansas usually kind of gets the short end of the stick when it comes to, you know, like musical press. And so I'm glad that they actually did. I think they did 12 bands. And I mean, most of them were from Little Rock, but they reached out, even Hot Springs, like the Holy Shake. I mean, those guys definitely deserve to be on there.
Upright bassist and singer Bernice Henbury is part of Three Penny Acre, which is one of the folksier, rootsier bands that didn't make the cut.
My initial reaction is, where are the girl bands? But that's not really that surprising. I think every day I find myself asking that. Where are all the girls on the scene? So that was the first reaction. The second reaction is, who are some of these people? I've never heard of half of them. They're probably, let's see. I think there are four or five out of this whole list that I've actually heard of, listened to. The others were totally new.
Roger Barrett, who's been active in the DIY music scenes in both Fayetteville and Little Rock for years, is now a booker for shows at JR's and the Smoke and Barrel. He was excited to see Arkansas bands taking the national spotlight, but he was surprised at what bands didn't make it.
You know, for any Arkansas band-related promotional article or whatnot, it's always a good thing, in my opinion. Arkansas bands are notorious for not getting any attention from magazines or blogs, so regardless of who the bands are or what I think about them, I'm glad that the bands made it to Pace magazine blog.
And do you feel like the representation of the 12 bands listed, do you think that was a good representation, or how do you feel about that?
I think you can kind of tell the representation only fits certain styles of music, which I think are styles people already think about when they think of Arkansas, and I think the bands that have really been blowing me away lately don't fit into those styles. They're kind of doing their own alternate styles that I would like to see represented more, because I think that Arkansas has a, you know, plethora of awesome bands that are doing their own crazy things and no one's talking about them. I think the obvious choice, and the choice that, you know, people I've talked about who have seen the article are always saying, the first thing they say is, you know, why wasn't Paul Bear added? Why wasn't, like, Friday Maybe Saturday or Archbuilders or Little Rock's and Fayetteville's metal bands added? Because to me, those are the bands that are touring the country, touring Europe, you know, releasing major albums that are getting major press outside of the state and really bringing a lot of attention into the fact that there are more than just like Americana or folk bands in Arkansas.
The article, 12 Arkansas Bands You Should Listen To Now, is available online at pastemagazine.com, along with all the other 50 states projects that have been published so far. If you'd like to hear any of the four bands that were highlighted in this article from Northwest Arkansas, they do have shows coming up. Tonight, actually, Teenagers is playing at JR's Lightbulb Club, and Pagans is playing at the Artist Space La La Land. On June 22nd, Messy Sparkles will be playing at the Smoke and Barrel, and on June 30th, Dam Arkansan and Teenagers will be playing at Smoke and Barrel. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.